Chapter 2. The Spaceship from Mars. Ashton and Ogilvy ran through the town. About a kilometre outside Woking, they saw the new sandhills.
Look, said Ashton. Those hills weren't there before.
They must have something to do with the meteorite, said Ogilvy. Let's go and see.
Ashton and Ogilvy ran towards the hills and saw a huge hole in the ground. They approached it excitedly and looked inside. A long metal object was lying in the hole, half covered by dirt. They stared at the mysterious object. What was it? Where did it come from? Ogilvy was surprised at the size and shape of it.
This doesn't look like a meteorite, he said. It's a spaceship.
They climbed into the hole and approached the spaceship carefully. It was extremely hot, so they couldn't get too close to it. But there was a noise coming from inside. Suddenly, the top of the spaceship began to unscrew itself slowly.
It's opening, Ogilvy shouted.
What's inside it?
Do you think there are Martians in there? Asked Ashton excitedly.
I don't know, but it seems like something is inside, and it's trying to get out, said Ogilvy.
The spaceship was still too hot for Ashton and Ogilvy to touch, so they couldn't help to unscrew the top.
If they can't get out, they might burn alive, Ogilvy said. What should we do?
You stay here, Ashton said. I'll go and get some help.
Ashton ran towards the nearest neighbourhood. It was 6 a.m. and the townspeople were waking up. A man was pulling a cart of vegetables down the road.
A spaceship has landed from Mars, shouted Ashton. We need your help.
The man looked at Ashton's wild appearance.
This man is crazy, he thought, shaking his head.
He continued on his way, pulling the cart behind him. Ashton looked around desperately. Just then, he saw Henderson, a journalist, walking his dog.
Henderson, he called. Did you see the falling star last night?
Yes, why? Said Henderson.
It landed near Woking, said Ashton.
A meteorite? That's amazing, Henderson said.
But it isn't a meteorite, Ashton replied. It's made of metal. It could be some kind of spaceship. Ogilvy thinks there may be Martians inside. He's afraid that they won't survive unless we help them out of the spaceship.
I can't believe it. I must see this for myself, Henderson said.
The two men hurried back to the spaceship. Now, the top was slightly open, and air was escaping with a hiss. Several people were standing around the hole, watching in fascination. Ashton and Henderson climbed into the hole. They knocked on the side of the spaceship with sticks, but there was no response from inside. The spaceship was not as hot as before, so they could touch it. They tried to open the top, but couldn't, as there were no handles on the metal. Spectators started to climb into the hole to see the thing from Mars. Ogilvy was trembling.
These people are crowding us and disturbing us, he said. I'm trying to examine the spaceship. I want to unscrew the top, but I can't work with all this noise.
I'll try to control the crowd, said Ashton.
Ashton climbed up the side of the hole.
Move back,
he shouted to the people.
The scientist needs peace and quiet to do his work.
A boy laughed and threw a rock at the spaceship. He had other rocks in his hand.
Stop that immediately, Ashton shouted. There might be Martians inside there.
The boy dropped the rocks and looked at Ashton, amazed.
Martians? He repeated. Are you sure?
We'll know that soon, Ashton said.
if you let us work." Within an hour, hundreds of people were around the hole. The crowd was making more noise than before, pushing each other and trying to see the object inside the hole.
"Keep those idiots back!" Ogilvy shouted. "If there are Martians inside this thing, they may be dangerous."
The top of the spaceship was almost completely unscrewed. A few minutes later, the top fell into the hole. There was screaming and shouting from the people in the crowd, and then dead silence.